Hachette Audio presents Pattern Breakers, Why Some Startups Change the Future. Written by Mike Maples Jr. and Peter Zeibelman. Read by Mike Maples Jr. and Peter Zeibelman. Please see supplementary PDF. To Julie, my greatest co-conspirator in the adventures that matter most.
To Cindy, you keep my feet on the ground as I reach beyond my grasp. Peter.
Introduction. What's luck got to do with it? Humans are expert pattern matchers. Each day greets us with rituals and routines in how we wake up, ready the kids for school, or wind down after a day's work. Beyond our everyday habits, we also adapt to the collective patterns of our communities, resulting in smoother social interactions and a sense of belonging. In business, best practices codify what works best. Executives look for patterns and past data to forecast the future. Managers gauge potential new hires from their previous performance. Public companies must report their finances according to generally accepted accounting principles. Pattern matching guides almost all human activity. Neuroscience suggests the reason why. Our brains are designed for it, to help us find order, predictability, and safety in an otherwise chaotic world. Drawing from past experiences and knowledge, our minds can process new information more efficiently, streamlining decision-making. This ability also helps us bond with others and find our place in the community. It also contributes to academic success, enhanced social reputation, and a longer, richer life. And that's why so few of us create breakthroughs. Breakthroughs require pattern breaking. Pattern breaking founders create something that breaks the mold. Their pattern breaking ideas boldly challenge us to depart from current habits. Many of us consider these pattern breaking ideas impossible or unthinkable at first. Ironically, the experts we respect most are often the least able to see the potential for a break from the past. Often it is the outsider, unburdened by the past, who becomes the pattern-breaking person behind a pattern-breaking idea. Consider the breakthrough of human flight. George Melville, the U.S. Navy's chief engineer, called aviation a useless dream in 1901.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?